Hi, my name is Ashish Valentine.
I'm Shalane Puglia.
And I'm Ryan Lenzner-White. We're all Roger Ebert Fellows at the University of Illinois. We're seniors graduating from the College of Media in the spring.
And this is actually Ryan and I's first time at the Roger Ebert Film Festival.
Last night, Shalane and I got to attend a screening of Richard Linklater's new film, Everybody Wants Some, along with University of Illinois alumni Stephen Federer, who is the film's executive producer, and Temple Baker and Justin Street, who are both actors in the film.
This is college, Jake.
You bring who you are, never who they want. And that, my friend, is when it gets fun.
It was actually a free screening, so it drew a lot of University of Illinois students to Folinger Hall. Also there was Chaz Ebert, who's the widow of Roger Ebert, and she was there to introduce the film and talk a little bit about what it meant to her and what it meant to Roger.
I certainly wish that Roger could be here tonight, because he always loved having the students involved. And over the years, we're going into the 18th year of EbertFest, and he said, I want to get more students involved. And someone said, well, first of all, you hold the festival during exam period. So,
and I think part of the reason that it's not really a big deal among the student body is because it's just so inaccessible. I mean, passes are so expensive, and if you look at college students' budget, it's just, they're not going to be spending $400 on a weekend pass to EbertFest. I mean, they have rent, whatever.
Right. I mean, something like this, most of the films are well-known, but they're not extremely well-known.
Are there Q&As after every film?
Yes, every director or actor, whoever, comes out and does a Q&A, and that's one of the coolest parts about EbertFest, is they all do it. They don't just come and go.
All right, Ash, it's Shalane and my first time at EbertFest, so do you have any advice on how to tackle this?
It's just a really structured film festival in that you don't have to make choices. There's just one single lineup of films that everybody goes to see. And so the best advice that I can tell you is just to go to all the screenings and just talk to people, have questions in mind, and they're always willing to talk. EbertFest is a great film festival that way, because even though it's very high caliber and there's lots of really really talented, famous people there, they're still totally willing to take out 15, 20 minutes just to talk to people.
Is there anything that you're extra excited about or anyone that you really want to talk to?
Well, Guillermo del Toro goes without saying. Yes, I can't believe that we're going to get to meet him and see Crimson Peak tonight.
Ghosts are real. That much I know. I've seen them all my life.
I think that is definitely the highlight of the festival for a lot of students and community members coming here. And I think I just can't wait to see
it. It's a great way to start off the film festival with the director of Pacific Rim and Pan's Labyrinth. That's going to be something to see for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm really interested in seeing Love and Mercy. It's a biography about Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
And God only knows what I'd be without you.
He's played by two actors. He's played by Paul Dano, who plays the young version of him, and then John Cusack. And it's two narratives kind of strung together of him kind of in his heyday when he just hit it big with Beach Boys and he was recording all these songs. And that is juxtaposed with the 1980s version of him, which is John Cusack's version. And he's kind of losing his grip on reality. He's hearing voices. He can't cope. And as somebody who's really into documentary-type films, I think biographies are also very interesting. And this has actually gotten a lot of critic acclaim for just the way that they strung together the story, and I think that'll be really interesting.
That's an interesting narrative.
Yeah, I had never even heard of it until now, really, but
yeah, a lot of these films actually weren't on my radar, or I don't believe yours either, especially never having gone to the festival before, but movies like Blowout.
It began with a sound that no one was ever supposed to hear.
He's one of us.
Yes, he says he pulled a girl out of the car.
I would like you to forget about her. Forget.
Or North Fork or The Third Man. They're really just not films that I would, that come across my radar very often.
Yeah, and you know, Love and Mercy, it's kind of timely right now because a couple days ago, Brian Wilson actually announced that he's coming out with a memoir, and I actually read a little bit of it. He released an excerpt, and it was really deep and amazing, so I hope the movie's the same way.
Of the lineup for this year's Roger Ebert Film Festival, I'm actually looking forward to the two silent films. There's going to be La Humaine and Body and Soul. La Humaine is also going to be featured alongside the Alloy Orchestra, which will be a live orchestra playing alongside the silent film. And I'm interested to see how the dynamic works between this crazy band of three men playing these ridiculous percussion instruments alongside a 1924 film. Ash, Ryan, and I are really excited to get started on our coverage of the Roger Ebert Festival. It's going to run through Sunday, and our work is going to be featured on the Daily Illini website, and we're going to be taking over some of the social media for the Roger Ebert Film Festival itself.
And we'll be back in the studio later this week to talk to you about some of the highlights and our favorite parts of the festival, as well as to share some audio with you of people we talked to and voices we heard.